Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of the CBL X's and O's podcast for season 2023. Got Beck McIntyre from the Horsham Hornets joining me again today, and we are sitting down to preview what will be the Southwest semi-finals this weekend. The ladders have been so tight that this is going to be a really interesting weekend of semi-finals.
Yeah, look, I think, exciting games are going to be coming up, and we're really, really going to be interested to see how this is all going to pan out. But yeah, it's been so close all season. You know, each team I think that's playing has either beaten each other or lost to each other once across the course of the season, or it's been within definitely 10 points either side. It's going to come down to the day, whoever steps up, who can, play well, deal with, the variables of referees and crowds and, pressure and all those different things. But I mean, how more exciting do you want it when you just don't know, how it's going to go? And, I think that it's going to be a massive weekend for the crowds. So I can't wait to see all the stadiums packed and everyone trying to cheer their team home to a grand final.
Yeah, that's it. Let's start with the women. 6 p.m. at the Arc in Warrnambool, see the Warrnambool Mermaids top of the table taking on the fourth place Mount Gambier Lakers in the women. This is going to be a really tight tussle, this one.
Yeah, absolutely. And, coming into their previous encounters, I think that if Warrnambool put their whole team on the floor, which we probably haven't really seen, I don't think over the last 4 to 5 weeks they've had people coming in and out. I know when they come to Horsham the last round, that, they didn't have Matilda Sewell, So I think that if Molly McKinnon comes in and plays as well, she's one of their more senior players and the captain of their Big V Div 1 championship team last year. I think, she brings a lot of experience, just a lot of, age-appropriate experience too, because they are very young. But, they've been, in my opinion, the best team so far, just in regards to consistency and depth within, their players. Every single one of them can shoot. They're really well-drilled. They're well-coached. They have great structures. They can counter most things. They play really good man-to-man defense. So, yeah, look, I mean, you absolutely don't always know what you're going to get with Mount Gambier too, because they are and have got some really great players. But I think in this case, I would be surprised, I reckon, if Warrnambool don't come out with the win. But, looking forward to seeing if everyone does suit up for them. That'll be a difference, I think.
And then in our second semi-final, 7 p.m., Portland Basketball Stadium sees the Portland Coasters taking on your team, the Horsham Hornets. This is going to be a pretty tough battle for both teams.
Yeah, look, I mean, when we look back at the two games that we've actually played against each other, both times I've ended up with very minimal players left on the court. So I think one game we had four, and then another game I think we ended up with three or two. So look, if we can keep our whole team together on the floor, I think that we've got the ability to be able to mix it with Portland. Portland are also, one of the top teams, and they have been all season. So, for us, we've been able to come in and beat Millicent in the last round to make the finals. So, that was what we wanted to get. Obviously, we've got a lot to play for because we've got a home grand final on the line, which, as we know, is a massive big deal, especially with, the Hornets crowd that we do get that present there. But, we've got everyone heading over there to Portland. It's going to be a massive weekend for them because it's their tournament. They've got their junior tournament on that weekend. So the Portland Stadium will be packed with Portland people, and they will be cheering for their girls to come home. So unfortunately, I'm not able to be there because I'm at Nationals at the moment with the under-20 Victorian team. Fingers crossed getting to a position where we might be playing off for a national championship. But I'll be leaving my team in my very trusty hands, and one of my best friends, John Fitzgerald, my assistant coach, he's stepping up and helping me out. So, they'll all head over to Portland. And there's one thing I think most teams in the league will know when they play the Hornets, that they won't give up and they'll have a crack. So I trust them to fly the flag and do the best that they can. And fingers crossed we can come out with a win. But if not, success looks like being back in the finals for us, having a team on the floor, which is we've struggled week in, week out with our numbers. So the fact that we can actually get here at the end of the season and have enough to, put a team on the floor for finals, that's really what success looks for us, and developing that next level of juniors that can come in and take Rivers. So, yeah, look, Rebels are a great coach. They're a great team. So I think it should definitely poise to be a pretty amazing game. Just unfortunately, I won't be able to see it. I don't think Portland are live streaming. So if you do hear this, Jordy, and you want to put a live stream up for me, I'd really appreciate that.
And let's have a look in the men. Now, it's a bit of a funny one. We've got in the men, we've got Mount Gambier, top place team, taking on the Warrnambool Seahawks, 6:30 p.m. Victorian time in Mount Gambier. It's a bit of a flip of the women's in the men's. We've got the opposite teams at home. So it's going to be a cracker men's game, especially with this Warrnambool team. You can't count them out. They've been in some really good form towards the end of the season, but Mount Gambier at home, they're going to be a tough beat.
Oh, look, and we know they're reigning champions. They've got some amazing depth and experience in their team. We know with, you know, Daly, DeWitt, Birkenfield, you know, the three of them single-handedly can score 100 points. So, but you know what? There's so much to like about Warrnambool. I'm so excited for them. I was, you know, fortunate to catch them at the end of the season, and they're up and about. They've got some amazing young kids in there. And, you know, I'm really excited to see the outcome of this game, because I think absolutely Mount Gambier will be tough to beat at home. But I tell you what, if anyone can do it, I nearly put my money on the underdog, on Warrnambool getting up and getting over the line, because they are the most in-team form, like the most informed team now, I reckon, coming into the finals. I think Warrnambool has hit its straps and is getting better and better. And yeah, I'm excited. I'm really excited to see the outcome of this game.
And then our second semi-final is the Horsham Hornets hosting the Portland Coasters at the Nest, 7 p.m. Saturday night. You're probably going to mention it, but Horsham are 0-2 against Portland this season.
They are the only team that's managed to do that to Horsham this whole year. So, look, I mean, I back Scotty and the boys, our Horsham boys, 100%. But you know what? I've got a soft spot for Portland men as well. They're all great. Hayden's a good friend of mine, their coach. So, you know, they're gonna bring it. Like, our Hornet boys have been training, they've been working. They know that they have got, you know, they've got some history here to turn around, because the last time they were in Horsham, Hardingham shot a three on the buzzer for them to lose. So, you look, they won't want that to happen again, especially with 400 screaming Horsham fans there. I'm pretty sure there'll probably be some Portland fans as well. But yeah, look, they know that Portland is, you know, a great team. They're going to bring it. Everyone is going to want to beat Horsham at home. And you know what? It'll be exciting. This one will be live streamed, everyone. So if you do and can't make it, make sure you tune in, because Horsham Basketball do live stream all of their games. So that'll be something that I'll look forward to catching at some point this weekend, to see who can come out on top. But yeah, look, this is going to be a really, really good game. It's going to be exciting, and I can't wait. I back Horsham every day of the week. As you know, I'm a little bit biased being a Hornet myself. So, but yeah, I wish all teams good luck for the season. And it's been really cool to be a part of the podcast and see, you know, where this is all headed and where the Southwest can grow.
That's it. That's our previews in the Southwest semifinals this weekend. Mount Gambier, Portland, Horsham, Warrnambool. They're the four venues to be in, ranging from 6, 6:30, 7 o'clock. Check the fixture online to see what time and when you've got to be in the stadiums. And good luck to all players this weekend. It's getting down to the wire. I look forward to jumping on a call to review these epic semi-finals next week, and then we'll have our two final grand finalists in both the men's and the women's. So pack the stands this weekend, fans. It's going to be epic.